I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Religious freedom is fading in Turkey. One of the world's oldest churches, the Hagia Sophia, currently functions as a museum in Istanbul. President Erdogan wants it to be converted into a mosque. Turkey's highest court was supposed to announce its decision just a few days ago. Instead, the court delayed until July 17th. Middle East Concerns' Daniel Hoffman says at the local level, criminals have targeted churches more than once in recent weeks.
When the police arrested the perpetrators, they would say things like, well, we attack them because they are behind the spread of the coronavirus in the country, which is nonsense, of course, but it's probably inspired by some of these media reports that minority communities, including the Christian community, are working together with foreign countries to damage the country.
And as Latin America becomes the new coronavirus epicenter, the pandemic is crippling Ecuador's economy. Recent World Bank forecasts predict a 66% rise this year in the number of people in extreme poverty due to COVID-19. Financial instability isn't stopping Global Disciples, though. They're equipping churches and individual believers to reach the least reached among them. Ernesto Cardenas of Global Disciples tells us,
we have directors, key leaders who are in the midst of areas where they are strongly infected. They have been suffering, but they are fixed with their eyes on Jesus. So they have high faith and high level of expectancy of what God is going to do in the midst of them.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.